South Cairo, 1930 to 1938. There is, after Herodotus, little interest by the Western world towards the desert for hundreds of years. From 425 BC to the beginning of the 20th century, there is an averting of eyes, silence. The 19th century was an age of river seekers. And then in the 1920s, there is a sweet postscript history on this pocket of earth, made mostly by privately funded expeditions and followed by modest lectures given at the Geographical Society in London at Kensington Gore. These lectures are given by sunburned, exhausted men who, like Conrad's sailors, are not too comfortable with the etiquette of taxis, flat wit of bus conductors. When they travel by local trains from the suburbs towards Knightsbridge on their way to society meetings, they are often lost, tickets misplaced, clinging only to their old maps and carrying their lecture notes, which were slowly and painfully written, in their ever-present knapsacks, which will always be a part of their bodies. These men of all nations travel at that early evening hour, 6 o'clock, when there is the light of the solitary. It is an anonymous time. Most of the city is going home. The explorers arrive too early at Kensington Gore and enter the Geographical Society, where they sit in the upstairs hall next to the large Maori canoe, going over their notes. At 8 o'clock, the talks begin. Every other week there is a lecture. Someone will introduce the talk and someone will give thanks. The years of preparation and research and fundraising are never mentioned in these oak rooms. The previous week's lecturer recorded the loss of 30 people in ice in Antarctica. Similar losses in extreme heat or windstorm are announced with minimal eulogy. All human and financial behaviour lies on the far side of the issue being discussed, which is the Earth's surface and its interesting geographical problems. John Bell, director of desert surveys in Egypt, asked this question in 1927. Can other depressions in this region, besides the much-discussed Wadi Rayan, be considered possible of utilization in connection with irrigation or drainage of the Nile Delta? By the 1930s, the papers grew even more modest. I should like to add a few remarks on some of the points raised in the interesting discussion on the prehistoric geography of Karga Oasis. By the mid-1930s, the lost oasis of Zerzura was found by Ladislaus de Ormaschi and his companions. In 1939, the great decade of Libyan desert expeditions came to an end, and this vast and silent pocket of the earth became one of the theatres of war.